I am gentle with Mother Earth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, monk in the Absolute Monastery, University of Healing, University of Philosophy in Campbell, California, with the Instant Illumination. I am gentle with Mother Earth. What is Mother Earth? Mother Earth is in the planet in which we live. That's how it's defined. Mother Earth is the planet in which we live and on which we carry out our life activities and which we intend to live this way, this life that we have here on this dimension. How can I be gentle with Mother Earth? Well, now, let's pass this back to I'm a parent. I'm a father. How am I gentle with my family? Do I tell my family that I love it? That's very important. Do I share with my family my values? That too is very important. Do I tell my family that I see them beautiful and wonderful? And do I do everything I can to encourage them to see themselves beautiful and wonderful? Yes, I do. Do I look at my family and do I bring out the best in them by my words, my thoughts, my actions, my deeds, the things that make life what it is? I do. Do I do the same thing with Mother Earth, this planet on which I live? Do I speak kindly of Mother Earth? Well, not as often as I should, perhaps. Do I say to Mother Earth, you are a wonderful planet. You are a wonderful planet. You are filled with beautiful beings. You are a stable, harmonious planet. You are living in peace and harmony at all times. Well, that sounds good, Herb, but what are you getting at? The same thing I get at when I talk to my family at home. When I tell my son he is a genius, as I raised him, I told him always, he's a genius, he's a genius, he's a genius. I didn't know what genius meant, and I didn't know what a genius son would be. All I knew was that it was good, and it was something that I could be very happy about, very proud of, and this is what I called my son. I called my dogs good. Good dog. Come, come, good dog. I didn't say bad dog. Because when I said bad dog, the dog cowered and was unhappy. When I said good dog, he smiled and wagged his tail and was very happy with me. Well, when I speak to Mother Earth, and I say bad Earth, you have bad vibrations, you have bad ecology, you have bad green thing, everything is bad. Well, then I label those things and I announce those things and I call forth that, because then the earth is going to cringe underneath my feeling that it is bad. Yes, thoughts are things, and this is what we deal with in life more than we realize. Thoughts are things. And if we're going to go around in life with thoughts that are things that are inharmonious and not beneficial, then of course we'll have problems with that area. Just as I am gentle with my family, I am gentle with myself, I am gentle with every one of my toys, all of the things that I play with, my computers and my car and my house and my world, all the things that I enjoy, I'm very gentle with them. And so I'm gentle with Mother Earth. I look at this beautiful planet, this beautiful, glorious planet when seen from outer space. It is such a beautiful blue planet, the astronauts tell us and bring back photographs of it. It's so wonderful. It's so obviously amazing. And then to think that we send out satellites to circle the Earth and to travel to other planets. And from those other planets, from the distances of infinity for our mind to think about, they send back photographs that are beautiful, clear, and wonderful, and even close-ups from outer space back to us with the magic of modern science. It's a beautiful thing. And truly, modern science will become more beautiful as we go along, and eventually it'll become mental science, and it'll become spiritual science, and it'll become the allness science. I am gentle with Mother Earth by my thoughts, by my actions, by my ways of doing things. I am gentle with Mother Earth by who I am. If I go around trying to save the whales and save this and save that, I am sort of in a contrary business. I am looking at the world as needing saving. However, if I look at the whales and I bless the whales, and I say that the whales are beautiful and good, and we don't want to save the whales, we want to leave the whales be. They are part of our world, part of our ecology, part of our livingness. And if we let the whales alone, for thousands and thousands of years, they live quite comfortably in the ocean without overpopulating themselves, without creating problems for themselves, and they will live for thousands of years more yet as we leave them alone. But no, we want to go out and make money off of them. We want to go out and manufacture off of them. You say, well, don't you like to eat fish? Don't you like to eat this, that, and the other thing? We produce more products in our gardening ability, in our preparation of soils for food, than we can ever possibly eat as a world. And even as the world grows larger, we have more and more food. And because we don't properly handle it, we have to sometimes throw the food away. We have to sometimes put the food into other uses. We're now starting to take corn and make gasoline out of it. We're now starting to take other products and make other things out of them. Well, let's leave life alone in the beautiful nature. If we would not think that some people are expendable, that we can kill them off, we can have genocide, we can have murders, we can have populations of crazy things going on. There's only 537 murders reported in the United States in the year 1906. Kind of interesting, isn't it? 100 years ago, only 537 murders reported. Well, now, how many people were living here then? Well, the population wasn't as great, of course, as it is today, but it was still a good-sized population. It's amazing. When we start realizing that as we start loving one another, we won't murder them. As we start loving our earth, we will nurture it and take care of it, and we will encourage its trees, and for every tree that we cut down, we'll plant more trees, and for every tree that we use, we'll plant more trees. This is a beautiful thing. It's not against anything. It's not trying to stop the world from destroying its green belt, but it's creating a world with a proper ecology, with a proper usefulness of all things. It's being gentle with Mother Earth. And being gentle with Mother Earth in thought, word, and deed is a beautiful thing indeed. And if we are gentle with our family in thought, word, and deed, how beautiful is our family. If we're gentle with our community and with our government and with our world and with our universe, because we truly are a part of a great universe, and it is a universe that we only see a small portion of, because it is so vast, it is so remarkably vast. And what today we say are the outer limits of our ability to travel, to communicate, in a very short time, that outer limit will expand and reach further and further and further. And we will find that there are other planets in this universe that have people upon them who are quite likely much like ourselves. And we will learn of planets where people live who are unlike ourselves in many ways. And we will find that charming and wonderful. And each one has their Mother Earth. And as we write our science fiction stories, we want to have the planet blow up and the people have to leave there like Superman had to leave his planet to come down to Earth here and carry out whatever he was going to carry out. But how interesting. How interesting. And isn't it interesting that it is told in the science story of the Superman thing that they blew up the planet themselves by their misuse of its generations and its wonderful qualities. And we read of our ancient societies here in America, like Atlantis and Mu and those strange places that we only visualize, how they, too, had destroyed themselves by their high technology. And the high technology will come and go, and the planets will remain, and they will not necessarily blow up. But this is man's way of controlling Mother Earth and controlling man's attitude toward Mother Earth, to say, be careful, be gentle. And the father sometimes says to his child, "Child, you don't behave, the boogeyman's going to catch you." And why create boogeymen in our world? That's the silliest thing in the world. Children grow up frightened in bed. They scream and holler, "The boogeyman is after me, the boogeyman." Then whenever they have any troubles, they label it to that. "There's a boogeyman under my bed." And we put these boogeymen all over the world. We put these boogeymen in the idea of saving the whales and saving communities and saving our greenbelt. We have the ability in our mind to put the cause in motion that we do now have a beautiful world, that we do now have a lovely environment in which whales grow. We do now have a diet for people on Earth, which is not carnivore, but herbivore, which is the eating of wheats and grains and fruits and vegetables and other beautiful things that are provided for us. Oh, it's true, the Bible has many interesting attitudes about it, but it does begin the story by saying all the herbs of the earth, all the fruits of the earth, are given to man as food. And it didn't include the fish of the sea, only as dominance over them and as dominance over all other life, but not to have them as breakfast. And of course, this is something we have trained ourselves in. And as long as we're going to go around eating up our brother bear and our brother whale and all the other types of animals, the cows and horses and pigs and what have you, as long as we're going to treat them as food, we are no better than the most vicious carnivore. And our life is going to always be needing a little bit of help. But today, you and I can begin to be gentle with Mother Earth. We can be gentle with our families. We can be gentle with our government. We can be gentle with ourselves. And as we have this gentleness, we will bring about a world of peace and love and harmony. But a world of peace and love and harmony that is only brought forth because we are gentle first with ourselves. Gentle and loving with ourselves. This is the true essence of how a divine being lives on earth. And we've been calling a divine being recently a monk. And yet, historically, a monk has been good, bad, and indifferent. Well, divine beings presumably have been good, bad, and indifferent to also historically and even present-wise. But that does not faze us. We are gentle to Mother Earth. We are gentle with Mother Earth. We are gentle with ourselves. We are gentle with the world. We are gentle with all, because that is all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter. I am gentle with Mother Earth, and I'm gentle with Mother Earth because I love myself, and I love everything on the earth, in the earth, and around the earth, and everything that is or ever will be. I love you. I love you. I love you.